Psachim Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Sachi b'shem in Truma. If they would anoint the Karban Pesach with oil of Truma, the Rav explains, like we've had in the previous Mishnayos, you're allowed to smear the Pesach with May Peres. So you're allowed to do it with Shemen. And if you recall, we had two different ways to learn whether or not it was done before they roasted it, like marinating it, or after it was roasted. It's going to be mashma in this Mishnah that it's even before, as we're going to soon see, that they were doing it beforehand. But now it's Truma that's on it. Im chavuras kohanim yochelu. So if everybody here is a Kohen, so that's great. They roast the Karban Pesach and then they eat it. Im Yisrael, but if they're Yisraelim, they can't eat Truma. Im chayhu, so if this is raw, that's why I said it's mashma, that it's before they would roast it. So you see here, it's before it's roasted. Yedichenu. So then what they'd have to do is, all they have to do is just rinse it off. And Tazianta brings a Rambam, and then after they rinse it off with water, make sure that they dry it very well. Because if you have water on it, that would be bishul to the Karban Pesach. So they made sure it's very dry, and then it's fine. Vim tzalihu, and if it was already roasted onto it, yikleif esachitzon. They would peel away the outer layer. Taisantav asks, how is this different than the previous Mishnah, where we said that if the oil touched the oven and then went back, so you didn't just peel it away, you had to take away a finger's thickness of it. We said yitel es makomo. So the answer is that it's a little different. When they would just smear it, it would be a very small amount, so it wouldn't go that far in. That's what the Gemara says. Sacho b'shemet shel Meister Sheni. What if they smeared it with shemet of Meister Sheni? Lo yasenu damim al b'nei chabura. Don't make this into a business where you're going to collect money from people of the chabura for the Meister Sheni oil that you smeared on it, for their chalik of it. She'ein poydin Meister Sheni b'Yushalayim. Because you can't be poydin Meister Sheni Yushalayim. So therefore, even though you're not being poydin Meister Sheni, in other words, you have some of your Meister Sheni that's smeared onto the whole animal that everybody owns. So don't say, you know what? I have whatever, 10 liters of Meister Sheni oil. I'm going to give out 9 liters to all you guys. You're all going to pay me for it. And it sounds like you're being poydin Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to be poydin Meister Sheni. Once you physically bring Meister Sheni into Yerushalayim, you can't be poydin there. Only outside Yerushalayim you can be poydin. But not only that, the Rav explains that you can't even sell Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, just like you can't be Poida, for the same very reason. Therefore, what they would have to do is the guy would just have to give it to everybody to eat, but you cannot sell it.